With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
We can have this as adversarial as you want it, but what I am telling you is that the agreements made behind the dark, when you pulled my members into a closed-door meeting, those were not negotiations between the House and the Senate.
A budget summit this afternoon reveals differing philosophies on how fast and what is important to each chamber. House Speaker Charles McCall talks about a top priority to his members.
Those things that we have not found agreement on that are still very important. The House of Representatives, number one, a tax cut for the people of the state of Oklahoma.
While Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat wanted to address line item issues before any discussion about a tax cut.
We don't anticipate walking out of here with a budget today. So I know that you suggested we may be able to do that. I don't foresee any ability to do that because of our commitment to transparency.
The meeting lasted just over 3 hours. Democratic members of the Oklahoma Senate are not pleased with the current budget process, arguing that it doesn't address the real concerns of Oklahomans. Senate Minority Leader Kay Floyd.
My constituents and many of the constituents of my colleagues have told us that they're worried about the education system for their kids. They're concerned about paying their bills. And they're concerned also about seeing the doctor.
Floyd says she is hearing that people are having trouble finding a doctor, acquiring needed medications, and paying for it because they can't afford insurance. For over 20 years, hundreds of women have taken the National Education for Women's Leadership Program at the University of Oklahoma, a program that resulted in scores of women getting into politics. The leadership program is now shut down because of an executive order from Governor Stitt banning programs that fall under the heading of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or otherwise known as DEI. Covering state capital news, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
All the years of study, all the miles on all the roads, all of the science, all the technology, all the hours, all the skill, all the danger. When it all comes down to it, it's all about the warning. And the team from the locally owned station does it better than anyone else.
News 9 tornado warning. News 9 tornado warning.
Get warned first from David Payne and his team, only on Oklahoma's own News 9.